Hello, and welcome to the REC Podcast, the bite-sized show that brings the latest news from the Retail Energy Code straight to your ears. I'm your host, Paul Rock, the Head of Communications within the Code Manager team, and today I'm joined by Holly Law, the Code Release Manager, as we explore the change proposals about to be implemented in the REC release scheduled for the 12th of April 2024.
Thanks for having me back again, Paul. Our next release is coming up on the 12th of April 2024, and there are three CPs approved for this release. The first is R0062, which is removal of ERDA metering point energy flow change restriction. So as part of the faster switching program enactment phase change, which was CRE37, a restriction was applied to the electricity retail data agents, or ERDAs, to prevent multiple changes being made to the register for metering point, RMPs. Any errors can be rectified once in the lifetime of an RMP back to the creation of a RMP. So this change has been raised to allow ERDAs to make more than one change to energy flow to improve data accuracy without requiring a new RMP. So there are two parts of the solution for this change. First, there's going to be a change to REC Schedule 27, which is RMP lifecycle, and specifically Section 6.2, and that's to allow more than one change to metering point energy flow within the lifetime of an RMP, enabling ERDAs to make corrections to an error. In this instance, the effective from date validation rule of the updated event must be equal to the effective from date of the event being corrected. So that's the first one. And secondly, there'll need to be a configuration change to ERDS to increase the limit on metering point energy flow changes. There are no system changes required to implement this change, as it's a user configurable setting that is set out by each ERDA.
Fantastic. Thank you for that, Holly. Much appreciated. What is the next change proposal on the list for this release?
So the next one is R0063, which is addition of key information to all ServiceNow tickets. So ServiceNow tickets, or SNOW tickets, which are sent by the switching operator to the electricity retail data agents and the gas retail data agents, do not contain sufficient information at the moment for the ERDA or GRDA to identify the rejected central switching service message and then resolve any underlying issues. So to be able to efficiently resolve those SNOW tickets and meet their obligations, they do need some additional data items adding to the tickets. And in addition to this, the CSS should be able to enter additional triage information as a new free text field. And this will reduce the requirement for going back and forth between the providers during ticket resolution. This change was scheduled for release on the 12th of April 2024. Delays in the technical development of this change were raised late to the code manager, and subsequently, the technical implementation of R63 will be delayed until the 28th of June 2024. The change to the REC will still take place as planned on the 12th of April 24, so updates to Schedule 26 switching service management will be implemented as part of the release. And we did send a comms out about this in the weekly bulletin on the 5th of April, and you can find out more information in there.
Fantastic. And a reminder for our listeners that if they are not signed up to receive the bulletins, they can send an email to us at inquiries@recmanager.co.uk and ask to be added to the distribution list. Fantastic. Thanks, Holly. What's the next change on the list for the release?
So this is the final change, and it's R0139, and that's PSR consent to share data. So Energy Network Association and Water UK are running a project to enable two-way data sharing of priority services register data, and that's between DNOs or distribution network operators and water companies. Concerns were raised regarding the mandatory status and the naming of the data item D151497 or the J220 08, and that title is consent to share data obtained. So after consulting with the Information Commissioner's Office, or the ICO, DNOs have changed the legal basis on which they are sharing PSR data. So they now rely on legitimate interests as the legal basis for processing personal data, and substantial public interest as the legal basis for processing special category personal data. Ofgem has been in discussion with suppliers last year, requesting them to voluntarily change how they use the consent option within the PSR flow. And Ofgem have confirmed that some suppliers have already amended their privacy notices, with others planning to make those changes in early 2024. So this change proposal seeks only to change the title of that PSR flag to lawful basis for sharing. So that means it covers all legal basis for sharing that particular data. It's not looking to change change a party's legal basis for sharing data, but just capturing yes or no for the question, do you have a lawful basis for sharing this data? And then therefore, that particular market message mirrors the process agreed.
Thank you, Holly. Well, how can people find out about all these changes if they want to look for more information on the REC portal?
So all of the CPs can be found on the REC portal by searching for their individual R numbers. But also a quick way to go and have a look is on the release management page. And there's a release plan on there, and that provides an overview of all of the CPs included in the release. And it also has like a summary of parties and products that are going to be impacted as well. Just to add on to that as well, we are always looking for ways to improve. So if anybody does have any feedback or they'd like to see any changes within the releases, you can get in touch with me directly. Just drop me an email at holly.law@recmanager.co.uk.
Fantastic. Now, before I let you go today, Holly, it might be a timely opportunity just to remind our listeners about a fairly significant change that went in very recently. I know on the 1st of April, we had a release into the REC around prepayment levelisation. Wonder if you just want to, remind the listeners about the impacts of that change that has just gone live.
Yeah, it was R0147, and that's prepayment levelisation. As you say, it went live on the 1st of April, and it was included in the REC release on the 28th of March. Just a reminder, really, that all domestic suppliers are required to submit a snapshot of their portfolio data from the first calendar day of the month to their associated SharePoint by the 15th calendar day of the month, just to ensure smooth processing, as we did have a few issues that came out of testing. It is recommended that you do that ahead of the deadline. So if any issues do come up with that SharePoint or submitting the data, then we can resolve them for you before the deadline. There is a payment levelisation page on the REC portal, and on there it has all the submission template, the invoice schedule, and any additional information that you'll need as well. So if you have any questions, head over to the portal page, and it's likely that they'll be answered on there. If you do encounter any difficulties accessing the SharePoint folder or any other inquiries, you can contact us at pmlreconciliation@recmanager.co.uk or inquiries@recmanager.co.uk.
Wonderful. Thanks for that, Holly. Really appreciated. When might we expect to hear next from you about the upcoming releases in the cycle?
Our next standard release is on the 28th of June, and so far we have 6 CPs already approved for that release, and there'll be more CPs targeting that particular date as well. And again, all of those can be found on the release page of the portal.
Fantastic. I look forward to hearing more from you ahead of that release in June then. Brilliant. Well, thank you again. It's always a pleasure to speak to you about the REC change and release processes. I feel like I know a lot more about what's about to be put into the code later this month. But for now, that's all we've got time for on this podcast. I hope you've enjoyed listening and that it's been useful to hear more about the upcoming April 2024 release. And I'll speak to you on the next one.